Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're continuing in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Se'ifim, Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel. Again, this is page Pei Amid Beis, page 160. And again, we're in the middle of talking about what a person is allowed to go outside with on Shabbos when there's no Eruv. So we spoke about wheelchairs and canes and crutches and things of that nature. So once we're on Refuah type of things, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yotzin B'mochu Smog Shalamaka. A person could go out with some sort of bandage that's on a wound, Lefishem Rapim, because it provides a refuah, hilka chavikamo tachshit, and therefore we view it like a tachshit. And remember, the rule is anything that's a tachshit or a malbush is going to be mutter. Things that are a masoi are going to be aser. V'chein b'kli b'ashum uvatzol abispolanus umalugma rotiya she'alaa. And also, if there's a peel of a garlic or of an onion or some other type of dressing to the wound, all of that is considered to be merape, and if it's merape, then it's a tachshit. But if it falls off on its own, lo yachzirena, do not put it back on. And if you're not allowed to put it back on, you're certainly not allowed to put it on the first place on Shabbos, because there's an issur refuah on Shabbos. So one must be mindful of the issur refuah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura. We said they can go out with this moch and svog, with this dressing on the wound, that's provided that the dressing was put on the wound before Shabbos, so you're not violating refuah on Shabbos. Bispalanis, matla shal begesh moch shasavim shichu masim nosa alamaka. It's like an ace bandage type of thing, so, or something that you tie on really well and you squeeze taut over the wound. Lo yach sirena, if it falls off, don't put it back on. Davi kamon asin el chachila, because that's like putting it on in the first place. Das rabban alasos refuah b'shabbos, and the rabban said you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Ukadil kamon like we're going to learn in Siman Shin Chav Ches. So weiter now in the Shulchan Aruch, aval asu lichro chut o meshicha la makal lotzeisbo. You're not allowed to wrap a string over the wound in order and go out with it. To kevin she'inam merapim have a masui, because the string that's over the wound is not going to be merape, and if it's not merape, it's not a tachshit, it's a masui, it's a burden. Aval be'egot shekorich al retiya shalotipel me'alav yochalei lichbo. But if you have something that holds on the bandage, and the bandage would fall off without it, so you have something that ties around to hold the bandage on, that you can go out with v'kosher matiro, and you could tie it and untie it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Ayin Zayin ala maka. So this was going on the chut or meshicha that's on the maka that we said you're not allowed to go out with. V'adinim yirtza lichrochos amalamochus svog uretiyah gam kinaser. Even if it's going over the bandage, over the dressing of the wound, it's aser. V'adim saim debegech korich ala retiyah yochal lelichbo. But didn't we say in the very next line that you're allowed to have some sort of string holding on the dressing of the wound? That's if the thing that's holding on the dressing of the wound is itself not chashuv at all, and you would throw it out as soon as you take it off. And therefore, it's not chashuv, and it's considered to be batal to the bandage. As opposed to if you have something that's very chashuv, that does not become batel to the bandage. The Be'er Agra writes that according to the Rambam, these very chashva things are only usher when they are being used to hold on another bandage, because they do not become batel to the bandage. They are not providing any refuah, and therefore they're usher. They're a masui. Aval ala makam mamish. But if you were to apply these very same items that you're not allowed to use to hold the bandage on, if you were to apply them directly on the wound, you were to use them as the dressing of the wound, then you'd be allowed to go out with it. Because even though it doesn't provide refuah, it at least helps that the maka doesn't get scratched up or infected or anything like that, and therefore it's not a masui. And the raya for the Rambam is from the Lashon of the Tosefta. Mashma minei shu sover ken la'alach. And it sounds like the Gra holds like this Rambam. V'chein mashma das kama achronim u'kamo she'achtov l'kaman b'siv chavchas mishabura ayin sham. And there are many achronim that hold this way. So again, if you have something that's an actual bandage that provides refuah, that for sure is fine. If you have something that's holding on that actual bandage, and the item holding on that actual bandage is worthless, it's totally bottled to the bandage, that's fine. If you have something that's very chashuv, that holds on on the bandage, then it's not fine because it doesn't become batel to the bandage. If you have something very chashuv, not holding on a bandage, applied directly to the wound, but doesn't provide any healing of the wound, that's machlokas mechaber in the Rambam/Gra. That the mechaber holds that would be aser, the Rambam slash Gra holds that would be mutter because it's at least protecting the wound. We said v'kosher matiru dolo begedin b'mishum refua, that you could tie it and undo it because that's not going to be a violation of refua on Shabbos. Now, si'if chav gimel, habanim yotzin bezagin, pirish kamin pa'amonim ketanim, children could go out wearing bells, harugim lahem b'ksusam, that are woven into their clothing. Avalimenim harugim lo, but if they're not woven into their clothing, then they cannot go out with bells. V'loma, says Ramah, v'loma hani yodim uchub l'ksus. The fact that it's attached to the clothing is not enough. It has to be woven in. Rak b'davar shedarko lios mechubar sham. It has to be something that's normal for it to be attached there. Avlam mechibar sham davar shein darko b'kach aser. But if you're going to attach something that's not normal for it to be attached there, that's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sibkat Nayin Tes, harugam lahem v'lechein lo chashin dil mivsik vasi lasuye. These bells that are woven into the beged, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to fall off and you're going to come to carry them because they're woven into the beged. V'afilu mein zagin shel zav, and even if they're made out of gold, shein vasi ela l'bnei malachim, which are only for the rich kids, gam kein lo chashin dil mivchaychei levasi lasuye b'yodin kivin shuarug. You still don't have to be choshish that the kid is going to be self-conscious that his clothing is 10 times more expensive than all of his friends' clothing, and they're going to start mocking him and bullying him, and he's going to want to take off the those bells, and then he's going to carry them. You don't have to worry about that because they're woven into his clothing. There's no way to take off those bells. But einam arugim lo, if they're not woven into the clothing, then it becomes problematic. V'afilim kshurim laksus, even if they're tied to the clothing, v'kolshkim bezuk shebetzavarudas latzeis, and certainly if it's a bell that's around his neck that he's not allowed to go out with, techeshina dumla mifsak meaksusim mitzavaravas ilasuye, because we have to be choshish, and maybe it will fall off, and then you'll come to carry it. V'kolshkim nemeim shalzav, and especially if it's very expensive, it's made out of gold, techeshina dumla chaychel ilachziku kiyuara, because maybe his friends are going to make fun of him and say, you think you're such a big shot that you walk around with golden bells, that you're such a balgaiva. So deinu asel lashirim, because this is something only very rich people wear. Vasilitlan suyabiyatsu, he'll be self-conscious about that and he'll take it off and he'll start carrying it. So that's going to be a problem. So the problem with bells that are not woven into the baguette is twofold. Either it might fall off, or he might take it off because he's embarrassed and then he's going to carry it. So in either event, he might carry it. V'kasum tos b'shem ariva, da'afilu b'adam k'tanim sheinim ashirim, even young children that are not wealthy, asurim latzis b'zuk shalzav sheinu arug b'ksus, atali b'tzavaro, are also not allowed to go out with such bells that are not woven into their clothing, the chashin and dilma m'chaychi alayu, because we have to be choshish, people are going to make fun of them, v'yafshish l'yishma v'yam v'yitlein, and it's not possible that the father's not going to hear about it and carry them. U'b'toch kach hasil tatlam dalet amus b'rishis rabim, he's going to carry them for amus b'rishis rabim, v'yam magin avram v'al yirabim, magin avram v'al yirabim, quote this. Rak b'davar, so we said it has to be something that's darko lios mechubar sham, that's normal for it to be attached there. Da'ainu, kugon zug, shaderuch hayu b'zmaneim lios b'kol b'gadim l'noi, the type of bell that they had in all the begadim as a decorative ornament. Lekach shari ba'arig. Therefore, it's going to be mutter if it's woven in. Shelo gazru atu einu arug. They didn't make a gzeira on that which is woven in, atu that which was not woven in. Kivin shu noy lebeged, because it's a noy for the beged, though it's chazal lahafsro soliskano. So the chazal didn't trouble the person to make him get rid of it and to be embarrassed by that. So sifkat and pei beis she'ein darko. We said that which was ein darko b'kach is aser. She'ein darko b'kach. That were gozer on that which is attached, or to that which is not attached. It could be that this isn't only an issur drabanan, that this is an issur daraisa. Because it does not become batal to the beged, because it's not a normal thing to have on your beged. And it's mashma that way from a rashba according to Beis Yosef. That which is not necessary for the beged, it does not serve the beged, does not become batel to the beged, and therefore vareu kilu motzin levado below a beged v'chayiv. It's as if you're just carrying it, and therefore you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we're going to stop right in the middle of that Ramah. But to summarize what we learned tonight, we said a bandage that heals cannot be put on a wound on Shabbos, but you're allowed to walk outside if it's already on the wound from before Shabbos. We said anything meant to hold the bandage on, if it becomes batel to the makkah, it could be worn, but if it's chashuv and not batel to the makkah, it cannot be worn. What if it's a davar chashuv that's not holding the bandage on, but is directly on the makkah? That the Rambam holds is going to be mutter, because it's protecting the makkah and it's like a tachshit, whereas the mechaber sounds like it's going to be aser. And then we said that children are not allowed to go out with bells on their clothing unless they're woven into the clothing. But if they're just attached to the clothing or hanging around their necks, that is going to be usher, because we're afraid that either it will fall off and they'll carry it, or people will make fun of them and they'll take it off and they will carry it. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll finish up this Ramah and move on to Se'ifim, Chaf Dalet and Chaf Hey, the beginning of Chaf Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Rabbi.